Blog Talk Radio.
J.O. on the track.
Good morning, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for listening in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via landline or cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to today's episode. And if you'd like to leave a comment or have an opinion, you can do so. When you call in live and start listening, you can press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the air. And I will put you on the air, and we can talk. All right? Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, PA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with all of your concerns. All right, give them a call, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? So again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show and welcome. Now, today's word of the day is magnanimous. Magnanimous. Magnanimous is an adjective and it's spelled M-A-G-N-A-N-I-M-O-U-S. Magnanimous. It's an adjective again, and it means showing or suggesting a lofty and courageous spirit. And it says also showing or suggesting nobility of feeling and generosity of mind. So I think of magnanimous as showing or suggesting a lofty and courageous spirit. Okay? That's magnanimous. All right? Let's see. What else do we have? Today's weather. Beautiful day today. Right now it's 56 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high today of 82, okay? 82 sunshine all day today. I'm talking about 75 at 9 o'clock tonight. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be a nice, nice day. So if you're working today, I know it's Good Friday, and some of you guys are home off of work today. I'm off of work tonight, and I'm really going to have a good time these next few days, okay? And we're looking at great weather today. Again, we're looking at a high today of 82, partly sunny, 83. Sunday, we're looking at possible thunderstorms and 83 degrees. Monday, possible thunderstorms, 85. Tuesday, possible thunderstorms, 81. Wednesday, partly cloudy, 86. Thursday and Friday, 87 and 88 sunshine. Okay? So, that's your weather, so it looks like it's going to be a tremendous day. And I urge you guys to get out there, fire up those barbecue grills, and have some fun, okay? Have some fun. I know I am. I don't know about you, but I'm going to have me some fun over the next few days. Okay, and I know it's Free Fall Friday, and again, with Free Fall Friday, all of you guys know that, you know, you can call in on Free Fall Friday and talk about whatever you'd like, right? Talk about whatever you'd like, and again, I don't mind you guys doing that at all. I love that. I don't mind. You can call in and say, hey, Frank, what's up? I just wanted to say hello and listen to your show. I like your show. Whatever. I don't mind. Honestly, I don't mind. Okay? So do that. And make that happen. Okay? Make that happen. Now, let's see. Before we get into the show, I wanted to tell you guys something, but I can't remember the words for it. What did I want to say? I don't know. I just know that, you know, it's being a crazy person, you know, and he's saying now that he's signed something saying that the states can, you know, say no funding for these places that do abortions. Okay. So, you know, I don't really know about that. For me, I believe abortions should be a thing about circumstances. This should be a thing about circumstances. And if there was a time, like Obama said, he said that, you know, he's not for abortions just because you got pregnant and, you know, and weren't being responsible and looking out for yourself and taking some kind of action. But he's upset. I think his thing was that if someone's house was broken into and these guys were coming in to not to steal and take a TV or cell phone or radio or looking for money or what have you, and they came for a woman. Maybe the woman lives alone and they breaking into the home because she lives alone and they want to rape her. Now, if that was a case of she was raped and then, you know, she was raped and then got pregnant from that rape, then I don't see any problem with terminating that pregnancy. But if you're out there sleeping with people for the fun of it and you're not taking precautions, not using protection, then I just think that you know, that's a problem. Okay? That's a problem. And because of that, I believe there should be a safe place where young women can go and have that done with the consent of their parents if they're underage. Okay? And so that's, you know, that's my thinking, that's my suggestion, that's my deal, right? That's my deal. And even for some, there are some predicaments that women get into and they have these kids and it's an unwanted pregnancy, but they want to have the kid. And I think to have the kid and then to put the kid up for adoption is another option. Okay. And that means that she's gotten that experience of having a baby. Okay. She understands what it takes, everything that's involved from the conception all the way to delivering the baby. She understands that. And now that she's had a baby and then she put the baby up for adoption, now she understands that. And now, if she'd like to have another baby or start a family, then she understands what it takes to do that. And also, that also helps her to understand whom she's dealing with, or what's gonna happen, okay? And as far as like a young man is concerned, young men aren't really looking to get young girls pregnant and have kids and stay and take care of them. They just want to have sex. They just want to have sex and do their thing and be gone. And now if you come up and you're pregnant and you call them and you tell them that you're pregnant and your baby and this and that, and then he runs into hiding, or he says he doesn't want anything to do with you. Now you understand that this is not a guy that you want to deal with. Okay, cut him loose, move on. All right, cut him loose and move on, because, you know, he's going to leave you high and dry. And so that's the thing. I don't know how I got off onto that, but but I did. So I know I was talking about Trump and this and that, but today's topic is entitled, why do we have Easter egg? Why do we have eggs for Easter? And what's the meaning of Easter? And we're going to discuss a true meaning of Easter and why we do certain things for Easter. All right. Okay. So the first thing is, why do we have eggs? Okay. And this is pretty simple. I used to ask this. My mom used to color Easter eggs for us, and we used to do different things with the eggs at Easter time and hide them. And the fun of it was going to look for the Easter eggs. That was the fun thing. So they go out and hide them, and then they come back in and say, "Okay, y'all can go out and find the eggs now." You go out and find them, and you come back, and everybody's counting their eggs, and you say, "Oh, we don't have the presence of two eggs. There's two more eggs out there we gotta find." Okay, and that's the deal. That's the fun of it. But as far as the Easter egg goes, for Christians, the Easter egg is I'm a Christian. I believe in God. And so for Christians, the Easter egg is symbolic of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Painting Easter eggs is an especially beloved tradition in the Orthodox of Eastern Catholic churches, where the eggs are dyed red to represent the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross. Easter eggs are blessed by the priest at the end of the school vigil and distributed to the congregants. The hard shell of the egg represents the sealed tomb of Christ, and cracking the shell represents Jesus' resurrection from the dead. Moreover, historically, Christians were abstained from eating eggs and meat during Lent. And Easter was the first chance to eat eggs after a long period of abstinence, okay, which is Lent. Okay, Easter egg hunts and egg rolling are two popular egg-related traditions. An egg hunt involves hiding eggs outside for children to run around and find on Easter morning. Eggs are rolled as a symbolic reenactment of the rolling away of the stone from Christ's tomb. In the United States, the Easter egg roll is an annual event that is held on the White House lawn each Monday after Easter. And let's see what Trump's going to do with that. Okay. And that's pretty cool. You paint, the eggs red for the bloodshed of Jesus on the cross where he shed blood. And then the cracking of the eggs is the cracking of the tomb and that's the way that symbolizes the opening of the tomb for Jesus Christ when he was when he resurrected from the dead. Okay, so that's the Easter egg thing. Okay, so what is Easter, and what does it mean? The origin of the word Easter isn't certain. The Venerable Bede, an 8th century monk and scholar, suggested that the word may have come from the Anglo-Saxon, and is a Teutonic goddess of spring and fertility. Recent scholars haven't been able to find any reference to the goddess Bede mentioned and consider the theory discredited. Another possibility is the Norse Austro Astara, which meant the season of the growing sun or the season of new birth. The word East comes from the same roots. In the case, Easter would be linked to the changing of the season. A more recent and complex explanation comes from the Christian background, or of Easter rather than the pagan. The early Latin name for the week of Easter was Hima de Abba, or White Week. while the Sunday after Easter Day was called Dominica in Albis, from the white robes of those who had been newly baptized. The word Alba is Latin both for white and dawn. People speaking on Old High German made a mistake in their translation and used a plural word of dawn. Now, this is, you know, what is Easter? Okay, Easter is the celebration. And listen to this, guys. Easter is the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus from the tomb on the third day after his crucifixion. Okay? Easter is the fulfilled prophecy of the Messiah who would be prosecuted, die for our sins, and rise on the third day. Remembering the resurrection of Jesus is a way to renew daily hope that we have victory over sin. Okay? And you can read the biblical account of the resurrection day in Matthew 28, Mark 16, and Luke 24. And more Easter Bible verses that, you know, it's a lot of Bible apps out there that you guys can use and can read from and learn from. Okay. And so that's it. To me, in a nutshell, Easter is the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus from the tomb on the third day after his crucifixion. Okay. It happened because Jesus died for our sins, and then he rose on the third day after his crucifixion. And the third day after his crucifixion is what we call Easter. All right, so that's it, guys, and that's how that's where Easter comes from. That's the meaning of Easter. And it is, that is, why we celebrate Easter Sunday, okay? And why we, hide. So that's a great thing. And hopefully you guys will, grab a hold of that, teach your kids about it, you know, just do that. Take care of them kids and help them to understand about Easter. So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. I'm going to close out the show now. It's Friday. I have so many things to do, and I want to get ready for get ready for this for today. I'm gonna do me some barbecuing today. I'm gonna barbecue and see what happens. All right, that's what I'm gonna do today. So you guys take care of yourselves. Have a tremendous weekend, and it's gonna be a gorgeous weekend as far as weather's concerned. So get out there and get in the yard and do some barbecue and invite some people over. Have a great time and be safe. Hey, I'll join you guys. I'll be back on Monday, 10:30 a.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, guys, take care of yourselves and be good, okay? Take care. I'll see you guys on Monday. It's Frank. I'm over. And I'm out. Wait. We'll see ya.
Three. Doing 80 in a 60 ticket. Cause I ain't had a pussy in a minute. In a minute. I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it, I'ma hit it. She told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I finish. Oh, girl, I'm on the way. Hey. I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. Wait. Told me that she cooking, I said, gonna make a plate, I'm on the way. Ay, 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 ay.
I'm on the way, ay, 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 ay. I'm on the way, ay, 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 ay. I'm on the way, ay, ay, ay. Oh, girl, I'm on the way. You know you on my mind. I see you getting thick from behind in them thighs. She looked at me like Nala. Said, so why you lying? Girl, with all that shake, it might as well come with fries. Love it when she cooks steak and taters on the side. That grown woman, she might as well add some wine. She like, baby, hurry up so we can take our time. Fine, I'ma call you in the outside.
Hello?
Where you at?
I'm coming.
Baby, where are you?
Let me get my charger out the outlet.
Mister, where you at?
Baby, let me finish putting on my outfit. I'ma be honest, I ain't even at the house.
Doing 80 and a 60 ticket, cause I ain't had a pussy in a minute, in a minute. I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it, I'ma hit it. She told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I finish. Oh, girl, I'm on the way. Hey. I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. Wait. She told me that she cooking. I said, gonna make a plate. I'm on the way. Ay, 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 ay. 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 Look, in 09, we used to get high, baby. Low key, we were like Bonnie and Clyde, baby. It was plain as they would still try to hide them feelings inside. Do you remember the time, baby? Remember, we used to vibe, baby. You roll it up, and I used to drive, baby. You light it up, and I grip your thigh, baby. Yeah. Just tell me it's mine, baby. Yeah, see, like, where you at? I told you to right, set the light, make a left. Wait. And you already know, parking a visitor so you won't get told. It's been a minute, baby, I've been on the road. I'm getting money cause I gotta do the show. Yo, go tell her that I'm home. And tell her I can't talk on the phone cause you know I'm doing 80 and a 60 ticket. Cause I ain't had a pussy in a minute, in a minute. I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it, I'ma hit it. She told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I'm finished. Oh, girl, I'm on the way. I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. Wait. She told me that she cooking. I said, gonna make a play. I'm on the way. Ay, 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 ay. I'm on the way. Ay, 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 ay. I'm on the way. Ay, 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 ay. I'm on the way. Ay, 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 ay.